Adalah We listen the Dharma in order to attain an excellent, complete, supreme enlightenment for the benefits of all mother sentient beings. So this is the motivation, very important at the beginning. So, however, we have to attain complete enlightenment. The state of Buddhahood. Therefore, we have to free from those two types of obscurations. It is the quality of the Buddha who free from those obscurations. At the beginning, Dhammacongkapa prays to the Shakyamuni Buddha, because the Shakyamuni Buddha has many wonderful qualities, the qualities of his body, the qualities of his speech, the quality of his mind. So, as you remember last time, you listened the biography of the great scholar, Master Atisha. So today, before I will continue the biography of Shakyamuni Buddha, I would like to give you one oral transmission, what it called the, in Tibetan, it called the Kunjo Jeten Gido, it called the Sutra of the Jewels. As you know, what is our jewel? The Buddha is a jewel, and the Dharma is the jewel, the Sangha is the jewel. Those are what we call the three jewels or the three ratna. So here it says the qualities of the Buddha, quality of the Dharma, and the quality of the Sangha. So we just relax and just listen these Tibetan words. So these are the very brief and short qualities of the Shakyamuni Buddhas and all the other Buddhas. So when you will, excuse me, you want to make a bit? Thank you.
pointing in the wrong direction here. And put it
here.
Right there.
Thank you. So these are the qualities of the Buddha. So the next qualities of the Dharma. Okay. So this is the quality of the Dharma, the speech of the Shakyamuni Buddhas, and it might be speech of your previous master also. So the next is the quality of those Sangha or the bhikshus. So after that, it's expressed short biograph, short qualities of the Buddhas also. So these words are the words of recollection of the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. The Buddhist people remember again and again the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. And we have also understand about the qualities of the Buddha, the qualities of the Dharma, and the qualities of the Sangha. So therefore, I just give you this oral transmissions which I have received from one Jepung Lama. And so in general, in Tibetan, we say that is the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and that you who follow the path of the Buddha is the responsibility of the followers or the students. And also for that reason, the great scholar Master Tsongkhapa has written about the biography of the great scholar whose name is Master Atisha in Tibet, and Dipankara Shirijana in India. And when he was in the kingdom or the palace, his name was the Chandragarbha, as you mentioned before. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers this the biography of the Master Atisho to one very kind full of gratitude translator called the Naksolotsawa. Naksolotsawa is a very kindful person who invites the great scholar Master Atisho to Tibet. So Naksolotsawa has written that in his 80 verses which prays to the great scholar Atisho, so in the east, the place called the hill, it says the Vitamani Puri, and there was a very very wonderful kingdom, very nice kingdom around the year of 982. In that kingdom, there was the royal king and then royal queens. So that kingdom called the kingdom of Golden Banner, the kingdom which is very, very rich as the richness of the Chinese Empire. So in that kingdom, the king, Kalyana Shiri, and the queen, Shiri Prabhu, lived there with a very happy life, life of very luxury. In that kingdom, there are different types of the very magnificent, and there are three princes, three princes. The first prince named the in Tibetan it says the Pema Nyingpo or the Pema Garbo, and the second prince was the Dawe Nyingpo or the Chandra Garbo, and the third prince was the Prince Pelkin Nyingpo or the Prince Shiri Garbo. So these are the three princes in that kingdom. So to the prince Padma Garba, he has as I mentioned before, he has five wife and the nine son, and then which one, the youngest son was the Sonampel, and he became the very scholar. He learned about much, and he became the scholar Dhanashiri, and the youngest son was the Shiri Garbo. He follows the Master Adisha, which is the middle son, prince, and the youngest prince became Biyachanda, and the middle son, whose name was the Chandra Garbo, the great Naksolotsawa says, that is the our guru, Atisho. So his name was the Chandra Garbo. Before he was Chandra Garbo, after when he became a bhikshu, his master giving him the name Divankara Shirijana. So after here, Naksu prays about the his biography, where he born in the royal family, and after that, and also prays about the quality of the Divankara Shirijana or Master Atisho. So in order to understand how we attain those knowledge or the qualities, we have understood the general knowledge of the Buddhist. General knowledge about the Dharma. So, yes, Shakyamuni Buddha has attained the full enlightenment, and in his life he benefited a lot of sentient beings. He preached the different types of dharma in order to subdue the mind of those sentient beings and at that time. So in the West Bengal, there are many bamboo trees. Bamboo tree is a very nice tree. If you go to the sushi restaurant, they use the bamboo things, bamboo chopstick, bamboo plate, and bamboo design in the Japanese sushi restaurant. And India, in West Bengal, the people use many things from the bamboo. People love the bamboo to make something. Even those instrument person, singer, they love the bamboo. They use the fruit. They sing the song with the bamboo. It's very sweet. So, and some people, they make different types of the bamboo basket. And it's very wonderful. Some of them are the brown, some are yellow bamboo baskets. And in the bamboo basket, they put some different, when they invite the people, they offer the fruits to the persons. And there are the different bamboo baskets. Some bamboo baskets, they contains the letter A, the apple, the full of the apple in the bamboo basket. Those apples are very nice apples. Some apples are the red apple, some are the yellow and then golden apple. It seems very delicious, very nice. And the other bamboo, bamboo basket, the basket, in that basket, there's the very nice orange in that bamboo basket. And then the other baskets, maybe some people, they would like to eat the grapefruit, right? The grape, the grape, as you know well, true, the green grape or the red grape. So some baskets have those types of fruits, what you call the grape, too. And so these are the three bamboo baskets. Okay, one bamboo basket, there's an apple. One bamboo basket, there are many oranges. One bamboo basket, there are grapes. So if you want to eat the apple, so we have to see which side of the table is the apple basket, and then we bring the apple. We can take the apple from there. If you want to offer all the people, you will offer that the bamboo basket which contains with the apples. And if you don't like apple, if you have eaten a lot of apple, and if you like to eat the orange, then pick the orange from the orange baskets. If you want to eat the grape, and we can take the grapes from the grape basket. So so whatever you like, you can choose to. So when the Shakyamuni Buddha teaches the Dharma, there are three pitakas, the basket of the teachings, and one basket of the teachings, it contains about the discipline, how to behave in our daily life, how we speak, what we should not speak, the advice of the discipline. And in the other basket of the teachings, or the other or the pitaka, it calls about the discourses. It says how to contemplate, how the mental stabilizations, how we have practiced about the meditation too. Some people, they enjoy to focus on the single focus meditation, single point, or the samadhi, or tranquil abiding, or these are the synonyms, and the other baskets is the Shakyamuni's Buddha's teachings, or the teachings about the mental physicians and also about the wisdom, which is very important to understand those Dharma knowledge. So if you want to learn those teachings, we have to observe and check in and learn about those, the teachings of the baskets of the wisdoms. And also it sometimes it calls the penetrative insight or external insight. So these are the knowledge about the from the Buddha Dharma. So first what we call the is the order, first behavior, discipline, and that is the very foundation, like the earth on the earth or the ground, it will grow different plants, different fruits. So the discipline and the behavior is the first, and on that ground the knowledge of the discourses, how to practice about the mental stabilizations, how to practice about the penetrative insight, or Tibetan misses the Hakdomu. So these are the three real baskets of the teachings as regarding as the sutra. And and also there are other wonderful maybe the baskets. In that baskets there are the very wonderful fruit. It might be pomegranate, or it might be grapefruit, a big fruit like the orange. Is a very big, and it tastes a little bit bitter. I guess the grapefruit, it tastes a little bit bitter. Its colors looks like very, very nice color. It's a very big. It's very big, but when you bite it, it little bit looks like a bitter taste. But it's a very good for our health. So and then the other teachings what Buddha had taught after his students are the ripened mind, very qualified student. Then Shakyamuni Buddha taught about the teachings of the Tantra, the different classes of the Tantra, and one of the highest Tantra, what called the Anuttara Tantra, Anuttara Yoga Tantra. It calls the highest practitioner's Tantra. So Buddha taught these Tantra to his very qualified and standard students. So as I give you or introduce you these baskets, right? So when you come from the different place, when you come from your job, right, after you tire very much, I tire very much, and then even when we look those baskets of the fruits, those fruits looks very very delicious food, and no one can stop to touch, and if someone offer, and the person who tired from the job, they enjoy to bring the apple and bite the apple, and if they like to eat the orange, they will take the orange and then cut the piece of those orange. And they will take the orange too. So, and also, some they would like to take the grape. Some they would like to, if they are not enough, they would like to eat more and more, then they will eat the grape fruits. So up to they eat the apples, grape fruits, they lost their time, they might be relaxed, they lost their suffering of the thirsty too. They are suffering of the thirsty, so they took those fruits. So it also, the fruits are very healthy for us. It's very good, and it makes the energy, and it makes the strength for the person. And after he used those fruits, and he will do his job or work in the other step, other again. Maybe he will, if he finished those fruit, he will, she will buy those fruits from the market, either, as I mentioned before, from the place of the whole food market, where are the organic fruits. So from the other, the Albertson, which are close from here, and then from your place, some places are very close for the Ralphs or Costco, wherever you want to go, right? So you will buy, and in order to eat, and in order to healthy your body, in order to healthy your mind, in order to pure your blood cycle. So some of these foods might be very good for your skin also, right? So the Shakyamuni Buddha has the teachings. The teachings of the behavior, it's very wonderful. When the person is a behavior and a good behavior person, it's a little bit different from the other persons. And as you mentioned, as you reason many about, as you mentioned, as I mentioned this morning, as in the oral transmission, it says the Buddha said that don't do the negative actions, do always the positive actions, be subdue your mind, and this is the Buddha Dharma in short. So if you, yes, in our samsaric life, we suffer different types of pain and suffering, or different types of pain and suffering. So where those suffering and comes from? Oh yes, it comes from its causes and conditions, right? It comes from its causes and conditions, what we call the non-virtuous actions, and we call the black actions, bad actions. The suffering comes from those actions. Therefore, Buddha said, don't do the bad actions, because Buddha has compassion to all of us from his very pure compassion, very excellent compassion, not like my compassion. I really cannot compare to the compassion of Buddha. I really cannot compare to the compassion of those bodhisattva who has generated the bodhicitta or altruistic intention, real altruistic intention, real bodhicitta, for those all sentient beings, the bodhisattva Maitreya, the bodhisattva Manjushri, those are very, very kind person. Therefore, for that reason, the Shantideva prays to the Bodhicitta, Shantideva homage to the Bodhisattva. So, yes, he said, don't do the negative actions. Negative action is not good for self. Negative action, bad karma, is not good for the others also. So those sufferings or comes from the negative actions, and where negative action comes from is the samsari being and ordinary being. People send the bad speech to the other, and people attack the other. Those are the bad actions. Where those bad actions comes from? So those bad actions come from the bad motivations. So therefore, at the beginning, our gurus and masters make up our motivations to be a good motivations, to be have a good motivations and kind motivations. Therefore, the motivation is very, very beginning at the first point, like the ground. So Buddha said, subdue your mind. Buddha said to me, subdue your mind. So someone who subdue their mind, they are more peace, they are more relaxed, they look more happier than the other ordinary persons. So he said that this is the Buddha Dharma. Not only in the place where we listen the Dharma, where I teach the Dharma, not only this place to be and have a good motivations. Here in the place of the Dharma place, wherever you listen the Dharma, you're reading the Dharma, whether it's in your temple, whether it's in your house, where you practice the Dharma, at that time, it's really a bit easy to stop our negative actions from our body and speech. It's really a bit easy too. But in our daily life, when we met the people, where we go, what we to do in our daily life, it's very important to have good motivations. So if the motivation, it's said that if the motivation is a proper and then good, the action is the good, proper, kind, wonderful. If the motivation is the bad, then the action is the bad. The action is the called the non-virtuous actions. So therefore, many actions depends upon the motivation. Because of that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa has said in a very simple advice to us, Karnalenam samba sangyena samba sang sadalamyasam samba mena sadalamyami tamje samba dala ralisum. The Guru Tsongkhapa said that all those black actions, white actions, good actions, bad actions, those depends upon the motivations. So the motivation is the good, the action becomes a good, and then our result, our food in future, it gives more happiness, more comfortable, more peace. One master says that there was one practitioner who practiced about the tantra. He recited the many mantra. There is a practitioner, and he thought that he's the practitioner of the tantra. And yes, he practiced about the Hevajra tantric practice. And when he attained the enlightenment, of the Hinayana Buddha, Sarvaka Buddha, he attained only the moksha or the liberation. He didn't attain this highest state of the enlightenment. He didn't attend the Buddhahood. And the reason is why. Reason is why, because when he practiced the Tantra, so he's lacking of the bodhicitta. So someone who doesn't have the bodhicitta, and there's no cause of the Buddha. I just repeat here. You have listened many times, and some one or two students might be the new from me, but many students you have listened many times through. So without or lacking the bodhicittas, there is no highest enlightenment, or there is no result of the Buddhahood. In the example, if you want a child too, if you want a child, there should be a father too. Without or lacking the father, there is no son or child. And so therefore, the Guru Tsongkhapa said, if the motivation is the good, if the motivation is the proper, then where we drive, where we go, the ground and then path is the very good. If your ground and the path is right, then our result where we have to rest, and then that's the good. Last time I just joking you, I just play here, give the example. When you drive from here in California, and then in this Los Angeles area, we are a little bit proud of the Universal Studio, right? We are a little bit proud of the Universal Studio. We are a little bit proud of the Disneyland. People come from the other states to visit here. Even the people comes from the other country. People comes from the Seoul, Korea, Tokyo, Japan, Beijing, China. When they comes in the California, if you are relatives, you are friends, and then they came here, and then they will ask you, tomorrow, where will you take to me? I want to go visit somewhere. And then you might say that, oh, tomorrow, let's see the map. And then in this modern time, you have a GPI, the map, and the computer, everything, the facilities are there too. You don't worry, we don't worry about, as like the ancient time, through our the scientists, they're always developing the country through the scientific person. So you will tell them, oh, it's very nice to go to Disneyland tomorrow. And then they will say that, oh, if they have children, they also enjoy very much to go to Disneyland too. If the tourists, and then your relatives from the Seoul, from Japan, from Beijing, from Shanghai, maybe I'm from Tibet, from my side, from Tibet, from Lhasa, true. And then I will take them to the Disneyland too. So Disneyland is a very, very wonderful, and we don't know how the times goes there too at the beginning. And then again and again wish to go there. It's a very nice Disneyland. And then so you will drive, you will take those people, you know the drive very well, and then you take those people on the path, on the freeway, which want to go, ground and path, starting from your nice house, to a wonderful house, the garden surrounded it. From there, and then you take the freeway or the path, and they will arrive to the Disneyland, and then maybe they don't want to go back to your home. They don't want to go back to our home. They stay, even they don't know how the sun goes and how the time goes very quickly. They enjoy and relax there very much. That's a very wonderful place. So that's a wonderful place. And then this is like the the path and ground which are very wonderful. So it comes from the good motivations. The good motivations, not only at the listening the Dharma, not only the reading the Dharma, but in our daily life, to be have a good motivation is very important. So in this example, you will understand what is the bad place. What is the ugly place? I don't like to explain you, okay? So, however, if the starting point is bad, and then if ground and path bad, and result where you arrive is a bad place, and then suffering, problems, tomorrow headache, diarrhea, and some of the young guys they might be broken the hands or the broken the legs. Where have been yesterday night? Oh, I had a very bad time in yesterday night. So that's the what we call the bad place, which drives you there on the bad ground and the bad path. So in Dharma there are also the five paths and the 10 grounds to attain the our enlightenment. So in this subject, as you become a very energetic person, you become a very healthy person when you eat those sweet apples on the table, a nice color of the orange, a nice color of the grape and grapefruits, we become a very healthy and energetic. Like that, the great scholar, Master Atisha, become a very energetic person, very wonderful person, very nice person, when he bring and they practice about those wonderful teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha from the basket of the Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching. So as he practiced from the Vinayana Sutra, and his behavior of the his behavior is very nice, and he never he always tried to not to broken any of the disciplines, whatever said in those teachings, and his mental stabilizations, he generate the quality of the mental stabilizations when he do the single pointed on the one object of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and Shakyamuni Buddha appears very well to the great Master Atisha, and he watching, and his mind focused on the single pointed mind on the object of the Shakyamuni Buddhas. And after that, he might be analyze how the Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha's eyes looks like, how his nose look like, how his lips are natural beauty, and his body are very excellent. And when he do what we call the penetrative insight, when he penetrative upon it, example of the tree too. When the tree grow, we didn't see the tree's root too. But it's a hidden. The tree's root is under the ground. At the beginning, the tree it has a one root, and then it grows many roots, different roots too. And then tree become very strong and strong. It penetrates under its ground. And like that, once the great scholar, Master Atisha, sometimes he do the meditation, single-pointed meditation. He visualizes the Shakyamuni Buddha, just a normal form. And then he sees the different different forms of the from the Shakyamuni Buddha. And he do the penetrative practice upon the object of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And also, therefore, the recording of this guru Tsongkhapa said that the example of those meditations, one example is like a mountain. The mountain, it exists very strong. If somebody very strong person, too, maybe the Mike Tyson, too, in the past. Mike Tyson is a very, very famous of the boxer, too. And although the boxers very, very strong, yeah. And then they went to the mountain, and then they do the one hit to the mountain. The mountain will not move. True, the mountain will exist the same. And then some they are very excellent, strong person. They cannot move the mountain very easily. True, so like that the single-pointed mind open the object when sound comes, when people disturb to him, they never can disturb to the single-pointed knowledge of the Guru Atisha, Master Atishas. And the single-pointed mind should be like the mountain, it's expressed very strong, very thin. So in the other examples, what we call the tanku abiding, this is the tanku abiding, right? And then other the example of the penetrative insight or what called the external insight, it should be like a reverse. When the water, the river starts from the mountain, to it goes and the every channel and then arrives to the ocean too. However, it goes the different ways. So there are two meditation. One meditation called the single pointed meditation, and then other meditation called the analytical meditation. I might be say instead of the penetrative insight. I can say it's the analytical meditation. So analytical meditation, you have to analyze through the different reason, different way. You have to thinking more and more. You have to virus. So therefore, the Guru Atisha has gained those knowledge from the sutra. And also he knows from knowledge from the tantra also how to do the single meditations as according as the subject of the tantra, and how to meditate upon the analytical meditation through as according as the tantra. He gained all those knowledge. So therefore it says Munchen Tenben Namdar Jenju Dujen Namnes. The biography of those holy masters are not just to listen. Those biography of holy beings are in order to practice, for the next practitioner, and then for the next practitioner. For example, we have many times we heard about the great practitioner, the practitioner called the Milarepa, who spent his life, most of his life, in the cave. He never met the different persons. He's the very only person in the cave who do the meditate in the cave. That's the biography of the Milarepa. And then therefore, once he do the meditate, and then all the meditators, they do and follow his practice. And here the Guru Atisha, how his biography it looks. And we listen, and if we can do as like as the Guru Atisha, that's excellent. If you cannot do all of this, so however, try to do how we can do little and little. We cannot do like the Guru Atisha, it's true, because the Guru Atisha, he abandoned his very luxury kingdom, to his palace. What will we do if we have a place? If we have a palace, or if we have a kingdom, what will we do? How we look like for the other person, it's very hard to abandon. We have the attachment too. Some of we have the attachment, ignorance, hatred. It seems like sometimes if you don't do the practice, some people they never do the practice. They do all the negative actions, and then it's like a trash, like a big garbage box too. When you go we have many times to the hometown buffet too. And then big mall, and a very busy place, and then the trash is very easy to fool, and the people who walk there hesitate to throw it again and again. What happened if we see what happened in the different parks in the city too. Some parks are very big, and then people come from on the Saturday and Sunday, people enjoy their relax there. The next day, what happened on the Monday? On the Monday, some people, they're cleaning the garbage from the park, they're cleaning the garbage from the restaurant, and the garbage is full. It's a dirty, it's a smell. And then not only that, if you went to the hospital, right? If you went to the hospital, and then hospital garbage is very excellent. Very, I don't say excellent. There are different bacteria, and then very many bad germs in the garbage of the hospital too. Therefore, they use many chemical in the hospital in order to kill those bad bacteria or the bad germs. So at the beginning, when we didn't see the Buddha Dharma, at the beginning we didn't see the masters who we are, how we are. Therefore, the master says, in previous life we have recycled many times in the garbage of the samsara. Sometimes we might born in the okay. Okay, I don't talk very much. This is a very beautiful biography of the Master Atisha. What about? where are those delicious apples? Where are those delicious apples? Where are those the wonderful color oranges? Where are those sweet grapefruit? Where are those sweet grape? Those are wonderful. You want to think about those, the very wonderful teachings of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Practice the Dharma, you become more bright and bright. And as the Lama Tsongkhapa very scholar, how to lead you to the Disneyland, how to lead you to the the university studio. So you will be very happy there. So the great Lama Tsongkhapa, he teaches us the different levels of the teachings of the small person, who are the small capacity, and then those small capacity not enough to learn about just those capacity, and then they are also they want to more be a medium person, junior person. And therefore the great master advised us about the teach about the four noble truths. How are those the tubal links of interdependent originations. Some students very happy to practice again and again about the Four Noble Truths. Some listeners and practitioners, they again and again, it's not enough to practice. They again and again practice about the tubal links of interdependent originations. And then from there you understand the sufferings, then develop the compassion to those. As the beginning we called, you listen, the mother sentient being, develop the compassion to those mother sentient beings, develop the Mahamaitri or the great loving to those sentient beings, and all sentient beings appears close and close to your side. And one day there is no enemy to you. There is no enemy of you, because our enemy is the inner anger attachment. Therefore, those are our enemy. So, and then Mahayana teachings are very, very excellent. Today I told you about the short biography of the biography of the Master Atisha, and then the knowledge about the Dharma, the three Pitakas, and little bit about the Tantra. I don't understand very, I don't know well about those Dharma, and in very short and brief, what you listen from me today, Sunday, 23. What I have to remember, what I told you, don't do the negative actions. Do the more positive actions. There is a reason to do the positive actions, because we all need the happiness, comfortable, good food, and in our daily life, our master advised again and again to us to be a good heart, and to be a good heart, to be a good motivation wherever we go, whoever we met. After that, we have to do the dedications, or we have to dedicate whatever we have accumulated this morning, this Sunday, and in the past, we have accumulated the merits. So, from those merits, may His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all the spiritual masters may live very, very long, may live eons and eons after eons. Those activities and activities should be successful, and whatever sentient beings in this world and other world may never suffering from the starvations. And in short, in short, all the sentient beings free from the two obscurations or the defilements, and they may attend the Buddhahood very quickly. So please do. Before that, we have to, right? The quick return of the our spiritual master. First, we may do in Tibetan first, okay, and then in Asia. In English, please. Okay, Jawadi.
Thank you very much for your pay attention for the Holy Dharma.